Thanks for joining the Golf Underground. Now, the Golf Underground is made possible by Mariner Wealth, helping you navigate your financial future. Star Companies KC, experience a more energy efficient and comfortable home with Star's insulation services. Cowell Insurance, providing brokerage and risk management services for over 25 years. Sana Orthopedics, care plans backed by research and clinical results, tailored perfectly to individuals' needs. By The Flats KC, Kansas City's coolest apartment experience. Check them out at theflatskc.com.
Bobsite Ford and Bobsite Independence Kia, where you'll score a double eagle on your next car or truck.
Sheridan's Unforked, eating good and feeling good. Lewisburg Ford, nobody sells more F-150s than Lewisburg Ford. And Celebrity Greens, put a custom PGA caliber putting green in your backyard for the ultimate golf experience. Now, on to the program.
ESPN Kansas City presents Golf Underground with Kevin Ward and Brian Sullivan.
Hey, welcome to Golf Underground, ESPN Radio. It's a huge day for the establishment of the Golf Underground. It's a holy day, really. As we sit here in George Brett's backyard, I'm staring at the azaleas and the beautiful bushes and George. And it's Wardo's wedding day. And so, Wardo, how do you feel going into the big event? Because in about a half hour, you're about to leave and your life is mildly over.
I feel great. Obviously a little nervous. There's a lot of excitement that's happened in the last few hours, which we'll get into in segment number two. But, yeah, it's been outstanding week. There have been some great friends, family, et cetera, down here, and I've had more laughs in the last 5 days than I've had in the last 5 years, so pretty exciting.
And who's officiating the ceremony tonight, Wardo?
Well, this was Sarah's choice, not mine. We're going to go ahead and we gave George Brett, the Hall of Famer, the call-up from the minor leagues, and he's going to get the start tonight, the nod.
Got it. I'm ready.
Are you?
Yeah.
Now, George, yesterday,
I'm excited.
You said you practiced your presentation quite a bit today.
I was just before you guys got here. I was up on the balcony practicing again.
Where are
you? When you guys leave, I'll practice about four or five more times.
No way.
Yeah.
So you kind of stressed?
A little bit, yeah.
So more stress being in Yankee Stadium or officiating Wardo's wedding?
Officiating Wardo's wedding.
Really?
Yeah.
Tell me why.
Yeah. Well, it didn't really matter what you did at Yankee Stadium. You were getting MF'd by the crowd, 56,000 people every time you turn around. So that was no stress, you know. I knew it was going to happen. You do something good, you do something bad, you're still going to get yelled at, thrown, you know, have stuff thrown at you and things like that. And I just don't want that to happen today. It's a big day. It's a big day. I want the Ward family and the Pepis family to be proud. Yeah. I'm more nervous about doing good for the parents than I am for Sarah, Wardo. But it was great. I had an opportunity to get to know the Ward family. I had breakfast with Kevin's mom and dad. I had breakfast with the Pepis family. I just asked a lot of questions, incorporated that into the preamble, I guess you would say, and then you get down to the first tee and it's time to do the vows, but just tell the life story about the Ward family and the Pepis family and then get down to business, and I'm looking forward to it.
Is there any chance of you tearing up?
There's 50-50. I cried during Leave It to Beaver reruns for crying out loud.
So Vegas has a bet on the odds are on 50% tearing up.
There's not going to be one F-bomb dropped in this thing. I couldn't do it.
No.
I couldn't do it. Unless it's all, is it all right with you, Ron? It's all right? How about this? If I screw up, I'll just say, I fucked that one up. Let's try that one again. Okay, I'll do that. That's fine.
That is awesome. Well, let's talk a little bit about how the week has gone. You came here on Tuesday, and of course, you played the great Whisper Rock golf course, right? And,
yep.
On day one. I mean, how cool is that? Yesterday, I was honored. Our guest over here, Pete Knirsch from Wichita, Kansas. Wichita.
Knirsch.
Wait, what did I say?
Kresnick
wrong?
Or Kresnick. Something. Rolls off the tongue. So.
Whatever. Pete was my cart mate yesterday.
Oh, God.
And we drank a lot of transfusions, and we asked a lot of questions, and we learned about each other.
Yep.
And we had a great day.
We had a great time. We had a dance video.
We did have a dance video.
We took $300 off of Billy Jack's.
We did.
I love that.
And I missed you a lot today.
Did he pay? Did Billy Jack pay?
Billy Jack's did pay.
He did pay.
Okay. He did.
He did pay.
Yeah. That's impressive.
Yeah, he didn't quite believe that we beat him, but But yeah, we did. We did. All right. And so today, Wardo, you did a little par three on your wedding day. So you squeezed a little bit of golf in.
Yeah.
All right. So something big happened today for the Wardo family on the 18th hole. Would you maybe explain that a little bit? I know we're going to talk a little bit on the second segment. But
well, backing up, you know, well, we were doing
Can I interject?
Please.
Ron, his dad, got a birdie.
Yes, he did.
He made two today. But backing up, you know, we grind on these pairings, and then I get calls, texts, whatever this morning about, and my brother-in-law wasn't going to play, and then I put him with Joe Rod, Lance Cowell, Steve Pepis, and I get a text from Joe Rod at 7. I'm out. I get a text from Steve on behalf of Lance saying he's out, and then Steve says I'm out. So then we got my brother-in-law, who's going to be mildly offended if he plays a onesome. So he jumps up. He jumps up and plays with us. We have my brother Chris, Brian, my dad, and then Matt, our brother-in-law. So we had an absolute blast. And on the last hole of the day, the MVP was my dad. He made about six pars, two birdies for the day. And then my brother decides, back left pin over a swale, decides to stuff one. So we're watching it. And it looks pretty good. Goes over the hill, and we hear it hit the flag stick, and then we can't see if it went in or it's next to the hole. So I run up there, and knowing that it's probably in, I get the footage of Clark coming up.
Unbelievable.
And how much did he win on that hole? What was the bet beforehand?
So on the flight down here, we said that it's a $500 a man hole in one, so he's going to win $16,000 today. Mm-hmm.
But what's the deal?
But in turn, he has to go ahead and spend it. The problem is there isn't much money to be spent since everything's paid for by Greg tonight. So I think he made the comment that he was going to help soften the blow a little bit.
Kevin, we did put a little dent in it after the round. Mike and I in the first group, we were going to pick up the bar tab. And then we hear the news that Doughboy made the ace. And we're like, well, screw that. Right. Sorry, Doughboy. Yeah. It's on you.
Right, right.
And I've already called El Choro and said, get about eight bottles of Chateau Lafite Rothschild and put one bottle at my table.
But that's karma for you. That, you know, the big feller, you know, he says, hey, let's not worry about everybody going in and paying and all that. I'm gonna go in and pay for everybody. And so, you know, after he made it, you know, you just can't, you're tearing up because it's just the coolest thing in the world. So anyhow,
yeah, cheers. yeah well, here's
cheers Doughboy. I mean, we might get him on for a segment.
Where is he? Come on, what's he showering up?
The big feller.
Yeah,
showering up.
Yeah, we got to get. All right, so, Wardo, it's just a couple hours away now. How you feeling? You nervous?
Mildly.
Really?
Yeah.
So it's been a long
I'm more
journey.
Nervous about this dance. I've been doing dance lessons for the last 5 weeks on Sunday, and I always told my dad I would keep holy the Sabbath, so I've sure done that on my Sunday routine. And now I haven't practiced with my bride in about a week, so I don't know any moves. I'm going in blind, and so if I make an ass out of myself, you know, it's on her.
Would you, because we got the cameras rolling, can you give us a little taste of it?
There's one move in the beginning. Where
I'll be Sarah.
Some hips thing, and I just start working on my golf swing.
He's got the shoes.
That's a little sneak peek. There.
The shoes are good. The shoes are ready.
Yeah, my shoe game's dialed.
That's awesome. All right, so we got to talk to Pete over here. You had Pete on the show about a year ago. I was not blessed to be part of that program.
On the way over here, Pete reminded me of something. This is our
Now, that's his call.
Tell him, Pete.
Yeah, I have another toast. There's going to be a lot of toasts tonight. I know one gentleman in particular is very nervous about his toast. A guy that's a better golfer than a public speaker with a microphone, but. Of the many toasts tonight and how this whole weekend is about Kevin and Sarah and all the friends and family, I got to give a props as maybe number one fanboy of this is episode number 100 of the Golf Underground.
Hey,
it's there been it great. Is. Number 100. Cheers. Cheers to 100. Great job, boys.
Sounds like great. We got a lot of time on our hands.
Come on, George. You promised you weren't going to have a sip of booze before.
He says a booze that scores light.
You think this is booze? Scores light?
For all the traveling sales guys riding around in the car, listening to the podcast, you guys have done great.
I would say. Okay, so, and now I'm curious because I don't know this. You have a honeymoon planned, and you get, and if you do take her into a fancy place, do you bring her golf clubs?
The wrenchers will probably stay at home that week, and we're going to push it out maybe in the dead of winter while everybody's miserable in Kansas City, get out of town and do it upright. So,
do you think there's any chance on her wedding day she would join us on the Golf Underground and introduce herself because she's the first lady now?
Yeah, she is the first lady. You should go into the changing room while they're getting ready and bring bring your mic on, a little hazmat suit, and get her on the underground.
All right. Let's take a short commercial break. We come back. We're going to get Doughboy out here to talk about his fantastic hole in one. And you know, I don't think were you upset that he got the hole in one on your wedding day? Because he kind of stole the glory, and we're talking more about him than you right now.
No, I love it.
All right, well, listen, you're going to love Doughboy after this short commercial break. You're on Golf Underground, ESPN Radio.
Hey, Brian Sullivan here, and I've got a tip for you. You've got to head to Unforked. It's an amazing restaurant. What I like about these guys is they promise to buy and support seasonal, local ingredients first. And I love the fact that they source from smaller, family, GAP-certified, or organic farms, prime-going regions, artists and producers. All I'm getting at is, if you like fresh stuff, Unforked is the place to be. And like they say it, fork or no fork, you can be sure you're getting the highest quality, socially responsible ingredients possible. And not to mention, it's delicious. So whether you're out south or downtown, stop by Unforked for a delicious and healthy meal. Sheridan's Unforked, honest, clean food.
Cowell Insurance Services is your leading program administrator for workers' compensation. They're dedicated to meeting the unique challenges of the insurance industry and assisting employers in reducing their costs. CIS has provided insurance claim and loss control services to various industries, including trucking, construction, retail convenience stores, and healthcare, as well as public entities for over 30 years. They work with both retail agents and industry clients, or a combination of the two. If you're tired of fighting the rising costs of premiums and claims, give Cowell Insurance Services a call. Their dedicated staff is ready to find you the best insurance option at the most competitive price. They can help to define or enhance your safety program in order to move you in the right direction in reducing your claim and premium costs. Contact Cowell Insurance Services today, 816-214-4070.
Hey, Brian Sullivan from the Golf Underground here with a little good news. And that good news is that even double-digit handicappers like me can occasionally make a double eagle. All right, maybe not on a golf course, but even guys like me can score when buying a new car or truck. I'm talking about two stores, two brothers, and four generations, treating customers just like family. And I'm talking about our buddies at Bobsite Ford and Bobsite Independence Kia. With these guys, you'll always score two under, with double the inventory and double the customer satisfaction. That's the Bobsite Double Eagle. Now, Bobsite offers a wide selection of vehicles and promise to make the car buying process as quick and as hassle-free as possible. Now, whether you have poor credit, no credit, or maybe a first-time car buyer, you can trust Bobsite Ford, and Bobsite Independence Kia will get you into the car or truck you choose with professionalism and attention to your needs. So go visit our buddies at Bobsite.com, but only if you're looking for a vehicle that makes you feel like a U.S. Open champion.
Hey, welcome back, Golf Underground ESPN Radio. We're here in George Brett's backyard. It's like Italy back here, George.
There's Celebrity Green over there.
The Celebrity Green. Amazing. Right? Gina and Wes came over the other night, the owners of Celebrity Greens. They are fantastic humans. And you had a great event the other night.
We had a wonderful party. I loved it. I thought it was a lot of fun. And I think everybody had a good time. Our boy Copper... wasn't even invited at first. He hosted us at Paradise Valley. So we said, hey, we're having a little shindig at the house in honor of Kevin and Sarah. Come on by if you get a chance. And sure enough, he showed up about 9:30. And guys started leaving about 10, 10:30, some 11, some 12. He left at 1:28 in the morning. It was me, him, and my wife in the kitchen at 1:28 talking about KU days.
Oh, my gosh.
But it was great. We had a wonderful time. He did a great job hosting us at Paradise Valley. And then, of course, the next day was Whisper. And then we went to Greyhawk. And then today, Desert or Mountain Shadow.
So it was 4 days of golf under conditions where a lot of guys didn't feel like playing golf.
Yeah, that was
you know, I didn't feel like playing golf.
That's a true statement, George. Yeah. True
three,
statement.
Three of the days I didn't feel like I wanted to play golf, but I played. Bit the bullet like you did. Did you feel like playing today after that rehearsal dinner last night?
Absolutely not. I did not feel like playing.
In any of your wildest dreams, did you ever think you were going to be the guy that put $16,000 in your pocket today?
Wardo, would you introduce your brother, please, to the
So this is Chris Ward, a.k.a. Legend, or Clark. He is the ringleader of the Ward family in terms of debauchery. And
thank you,
clearly, Kevin. He has a decent golf game. How many hole-in-ones is this? Doughboy.
This was number four, and to be honest with you, it was.
Who's counting though, right?
I am. I am. Because I was balling pocket probably about three or four holes for sure, and I mean the true MVP today early on was our dad. Big Ron was unbelievable, up and down, and I was watching him hold the club in his hands, soft hands. Over there, soft, barely gripping the club. I'm like, God, this guy's in the concrete business, or he's a breast surgeon. I mean, he was amazing. He was amazing, and so yeah, it's been a special week down here for sure. Kevin and Sarah, and the amount of people that they attract to themselves and are around. I mean, it's quality people.
Yep.
It's top shelf people that love Kevin and Sarah and. To see it and be around it, it's been special.
Oh, I think God loves them too. You know why? That's normally 106 degrees. Today's 90s.
Ooh.
Look, clouds.
Clouds.
Is it gonna rain? Clouds. The wedding's outside at 5 o'clock. I mean, I thought everybody was going to be sweating bullets.
Yeah.
No.
It's not going to be that bad.
No.
It's gonna be unbelievable out. The whole thing about the black tie, the tuxes, all this stuff. You know. Like, man, it's going to be 106, like George just said. And you know what? It's good big man weather is what it is right now. That's for
awesome.
Us, you know?
So it's awesome.
It's going to be a great evening.
So the word on the street was you and Wardo might have teared up a little bit after the big hole-in-one.
Yeah, I tell you what. I my heart was just racing. It was. I heard the stick. I heard it hit. And I'm like, man, I think it's in. And then I'm like, God, don't be a topper. It's your brother's wedding, for God's sakes. But you know, George likes he likes surrounding himself with toppers. I mean, yeah. I remember one.
Okay,
from back
Chris
in the day.
Haney. Chris Haney.
But anyway, yeah, it was fun. It was fun to be out there. And you know, every now and again, what they say, you know, good things happen to good people, Sully. That's all I can say. But at the end of the day, my hole-in-one's out the door. Tonight is their day. This is their night. And I'm just happy to be down here
yeah.
and be a part of it. So
yeah. Well, it had to be special, Wardo, with your pops, right?
Yeah,
I mean, how
sure.
cool is that?
It's been a while since I've seen an ace. And then for Doughboy to do it and then to do it with the fam, you know, it doesn't get much better than that right there.
No. No, I can imagine. And so beyond this, right, so you've been dating Sarah for a long time.
Mm-hmm.
You finally pulled the trigger.
Mm-hmm.
How old are you now? 39?
39. George, how old were you when you got married?
39.
Were you waiting because George was 39?
I don't know. It just kind of worked out that way.
And George, your lovely wife, who I finally got a chance to meet, hosted us, right? And you've been married for how long? What advice?
29.
What advice years. Would you give Wardo going into this new thing?
Just learn how to say yes, dear.
It's that simple.
That's it. That's the key. Yes, dear.
So there's a good example. I'm 0-for-1 on that. So
yes, dears.
So she asked if we could do these flowers. They're going to be a couple extra thousand. I go,
no, dear.
No, I don't think we should do it. It's, you know, no one, my family doesn't care about flowers, and I'm sure your brother.
Don't say that. Look at his shirt.
So sure enough.
You can't say that to a guy in the flower business.
This segment is brought to you by.
Guess what happens?
There's little flower shop.
The fancy flowers are there last night.
Exactly.
And I looked at Leslie and said.
They were good flowers. I liked those flowers last night.
In a new life, I'm going to own a flower shop.
Yeah. No, you told my wife, God, I'm going to get in the flower business because you can really rip people off. And that's not true. You got labor, you got all kinds of costs. Look at that.
If you need a flower.
Littleflowershop.com, Kansas City. A flower shop near you. Nothing finer.
Right across the street from Pembroke.
Right across the street from Pembroke. Well, good. All right. So the plan after the wedding. So what are we going to do tonight? I mean, do you go to bed early, or are we going to go blow it up tonight with Sarah?
I think it's going to be a combination. But, I mean, first things first, I got to get my dancing shoes on and get this dialed. And then have some fun with the friends and, you know, see if we can get this dialed in. It's going to be tough to remember all these moves, but I'm a pretty natural.
Yeah, you are. Okay, and so your car's picking you up when? It's coming shortly, isn't it?
I think you're in 10 minutes or so.
All right.
8 minutes. Okay.
George, we got to be there at 3:45.
Fashionably early again.
Is that what I heard? I think that's okay. Appropriate for me.
I just want to make sure what I heard yesterday was right. 3:45. Okay, thank you.
I don't know why you have to be there. Kevin has to be there at 2:45. The wedding starts at 5. What are you going to do? Are they just going to lock you in a room with no alcohol or what?
Probably.
Is that it?
Probably, yeah.
That's right.
My wife did tell me. She said, hey, Sarah called him. She said, make sure Kevin doesn't have too much to drink over at your house. I know you're having a Coco Chico and a Sprite. Look at that. That's awesome.
All right. Pretty well behaved.
Well, good. All right, we're going to take one more commercial break. We're going to get you prepped, ready to go. And then I want some closing comments about what we're about to experience. Marriage is a big deal. This is a huge day. You've got the greatest friends and family on the planet. We are all so blessed to be in George's backyard right now. And I might even tear up before this day's over. So Kevin Ward, ladies and gentlemen, the wedding day on the Golf Underground, ESPN Radio.
Looking for Casey's best and coolest apartment experience? We have it, and it's called The Flats KC. The Flats KC is committed to providing an exemplary living experience by offering the best in-class residential communities in the most sought-after neighborhoods in Kansas City. With a focus on meticulous restoration and renovations of vintage properties, we aim to take the beauty of vintage and seamlessly unite it with modern touches. If you love urban living and are in the market for a freshly renovated apartment, The Flats Kansas City has options to fit every price range. Check us out at theflatskc.com or give us a call today at 816-454-3118.
Hey, Brian Sullivan of Golf Underground with my favorite orthopedic surgeon, Dr. Kevin Witte from Sano Orthopedics. Hey, Doc, golf season's over. My back is killing me. I know it's football season, so you get a lot of kids coming in, blown ACLs, all sorts of body parts with problems. And then, of course, those baseball players. I know you fix a lot of elbows. Why is Sano Orthopedics the absolute best sports medicine orthopedic group in Kansas City?
Well, if you want to see the guys in town, I've had the best orthopedic fellowship training in sports medicine, including training with Dr. James Anders and Dr. Larry Lemack. Come see us. We individualize patients' plans to get them back to that activity and that sport that they love, and we actually care and listen to our patients and follow up with them and make sure that they're getting the results they need.
Okay, and so the three things that separate you. Number one, best training. Number two, you specialize in getting people on that field. Number three, you're actually listen. Where can I learn more? Because you got me all in and I don't really want to get fixed, but it's time.
At sanoorthopedics.com, 816-525-2840.
Hi, this is George Brett, Hall of Fame baseball player, and I've been playing golf for over 35 years. Hitting the ball far was never my problem, but the closer I got to the greens, that's when my problems began. When I wanted a golf practice area in my backyard, I called Celebrity Greens. They are the industry leader in custom-built synthetic golf greens. These championship-caliber, low-maintenance greens roll great, react like real bent grass, and hold chip shots that check and spin. I absolutely love mine, not only in Kansas City, but also in Arizona. Call the pros at Celebrity Greens at 1-888-507-7960 or visit them online at celebritygreens.com. Practice like the pros or people like me that want to be pros right in your own backyard.
Hey, Brian Sullivan, Golf Underground, with a little tip for you. If you're looking to buy a new Ford, you have to check out my buddy, Jason Gudenkoff at Lewisburg Ford. They've been saving Midwest Ford buyers thousands of bucks for over 40 years because they do business the right way. They sell everything, check this out, for $50 over invoice. That's simple and cheap. And they win a lot of awards. In fact, they won Ford's President's Award 17 times. That's the top Ford award. And they only give it to dealers with superior customer satisfaction in sales and service. So they know how to take care of customers better than anybody. Now, what these guys know how to do also, keep this in mind, sell trucks. Lewisburg Ford has sold more F-150s than any other Ford dealership in greater Kansas City. That's 2 years running. And last year, they were the number one F-150 sales leader in the entire state of Kansas. So, no hassle. $50 over invoice pricing, unparalleled customer satisfaction, and a huge selection. That's a perfect recipe for selling trucks. So, check out all their inventory and prices online at lewisburgford.com or give them a call at 816-444-2300.
New golf clubs, a big screen TV to watch the U.S. Open, or maybe even a new golf cart that I've got my eye on.
No matter how you choose to spend the savings, if you're looking to put a dent in your monthly heating and cooling bills, the answer may be right over your head. If your attic isn't insulated properly, you're missing out on a prime opportunity to cut costs. Call the certified energy experts at Star Companies, Inc., 816-353-2160, for a free estimate to learn how they can help you save money. 816-353-2160, or visit starcompanieskc.com.
Do you have retirement dreams about perfecting your swing and spending your time on the green? Or maybe you have a bucket list of golf courses you'd like to travel to. Whatever your financial goals are, Mariner Wealth Advisors is your advocate. We take the same care in understanding where you stand today as we do in understanding where you want to be in the future. Then, we help you set a personalized plan to help you achieve your long-term vision. Contact Mariner Wealth Advisors today to start your financial planning journey. Visit MarinerWealthAdvisors.com to find a location near you.
Mariner Wealth Advisors, otherwise known as MWA, is an SEC-registered investment advisor. Registration of an investment advisor does not imply a certain level of skill or training. For additional information about MWA, including fees and services, please contact MWA or refer to the disclosures on our website. Please read the disclosure statement carefully before you invest or send money. This advertisement should not be considered investment advice or a recommendation to buy or sell securities.
Hey, welcome back, Golf Underground ESPN Radio. We have a special guest here in George's backyard on Wardo's wedding day. It's the one and only Gary Woodland, U.S. Open champion, which Woody, by the way, today, while I was mildly hungover, true story, I was at the bar with my wife, and I said, you remember you met that Gary Woodland? She said, you know, I thought Gary Woodland was like an old man. She said, you know, Gary Woodland, it sounds like an old man's name.
I'm mature. Right. That's what throws it off. I'm just so mature.
And so I pulled up the U.S. Open highlights, and I watched you for an hour today. So I might
Did
be.
So
I
you're swear pumped. To you're God. You're ready to go.
I'm like, yep, that all fanboy. I got different angles of the big chip, right?
Yeah.
It was unbelievable. But then Pete, our boy Pete, sent me a video where you had a six on a par three today.
And it was a five. It was a five. I think the number was off. I think I hit a pretty good shot, and it flew about 20 yards over the green right into the water.
The only time in the round that anyone used a ball drop.
Sully, this weekend's not about me. I like to make my friends feel better, so I was trying to make them feel better. They both hit it on the green. I hit it in the water, and now they feel great about themselves.
All right, you've been buddies with Wardo for a long time, right? And so take us back to the days when, I guess, was he 2 years older than you? You used to caddy for him in the State Ams. And
I retired after that. Kevin won that week. he had an easy match. He had to play Pete in the final. Pete had no chance.
Did he? He was playing you in the final?
How in the world did we work this into this episode?
Pete, I heard you were a terrible golfer at KU. You're better now than you were at KU. Is that true?
I was a good golfer at KU.
I heard
not
you were
great.
Terrible.
I'm a late bloomer.
Somebody said if we had a good fifth player on the team, I don't know how golf works in college, but I heard this the other day.
Yep.
If Pete could have played good as a fifth guy, we could have won a lot more tournaments.
Yeah. Well, I wasn't the fifth guy. I mean, I was the first guy in 2006. I was number one. And
pulled that book out the other day.
We needed a good fifth guy. You're
we
right.
We needed
George.
Heath Mayer to pick it up.
We need Hammy. Is who
we needed Hammy. Yeah. You needed Hammy.
That's who
Did
we needed.
Did Hammy ever suit up for a match?
He might have gotten one.
Not to my knowledge. The late Quivira member guest. I think he's the one man at the late Quivira member guest.
Pete's defense, I told Pete a while ago, we were hanging out, and I'm like, Pete, if you were this good in college, we would have made it to nationals. And he said, if you were this good in college, we would have made nationals.
Yeah,
exactly. Yeah. We're all a lot better now.
Now than we were back then.
All right, give us your favorite Wardo story from the day.
Wardo caddied for me when I got through Q school, second stage, I played bad the first 2 days. We're in Dallas. We were first off on the 10th hole. So tee time started at like 7:30 the first 2 days. So we show up. It's frost delay, right? I mean, it is so cold. So we show up and the starter there is like, yeah, there's an hour delay. So we're like, oh, let's go. We go to CVS. We get some hand warmers. We come back. We start warming up. Well, I hit three wedges. And the guy's like, aren't you first off? I'm like, yeah. He's like, there's an hour delay. No, tee times were an hour later from the day before. There's no delay. So I'd already hit two wedges. Wardo and I have to run. It's 200 yards away to the 10th tee. So I'm running while they're starting to announce tee times. I shot 6 under that day, shot a couple under the next day, made it on the number to get through to final stage and made it to Q school. So
near catastrophe.
Near catastrophe.
Oh my God.
And then who knows what happens. But yeah, Wardo and I've obviously had a lot of good times together, but we've obviously done very well caddying for each other as well.
I would say, who's a better caddy?
Me. I don't know why. I'm just saying me, just to say me.
Wardo, next year in the club champion, who's caddying, me or Woody?
So I retired.
Yeah, he's retired.
Caddying?
So he looked like Jerry Tarkanian. He bit the towel. He had a towel in his mouth the entire time.
The shark?
I swear to God, he was eating a towel for 5 rounds of golf. Just sitting there. There's so many pictures out there of him eating the towel. So he clearly was nervous.
That 8-7 match really got to his nerves.
Yeah. That was against you? That's awesome. All right. Well, so Garrett, big things coming next year, right? Season's over. What's
I'm more nervous about my speech tonight than I am. I've played horrible this year, but I'm more nervous about the speech tonight than I am playing golf coming up. But the golf I can handle. I'm not used to speaking in front of a million people about not myself. I'm good at talking about myself. This is a lot harder to do.
We all know that.
All right. Well, listen, we're going to get you guys prepped. You've got your outfits on. The car's coming here momentarily. Pete and I are going to sit around and have a few cocktails. And
Sully, guess what I have to do?
What?
Tie Gary's tie.
Do you
he
really?
Doesn't know how George, to tie a tie.
George, I just did his cufflinks.
I have to tie his tie for him. It's like my little kid. You know,
that's
in
so
high
cute.
School. Dad, can you tie my tie? I'm going to the prom tonight. Oh my God!
You need the wedding photographer to come up and do that, right? That's one of those moments.
Yep.
I'm literally a child. I play golf solely, nothing else.
Yeah.
All right. Well, G, thanks for joining us. You guys have a great night tonight. We're gonna we'll be there in a couple hours. God bless you.
I Wardo. Expect you ripping it up on the dance floor.
Wardo, we love tonight. You.
Love
Thank
you, bro.
You for
we
having us all
one
together.
Toast, a toast to Wardo.
Toast to Wardo.
All right, here it is. 100th anniversary, the big day.
100 and day
Thanks,
number
G.
one.
All right, guys. Hey, hope you enjoyed the program. We'll let you know how the marriage goes next Monday on the Golf Underground ESPN Radio. See ya.
I'm waking up to ash and dust. I wipe my brow and I sweat my rust. I'm breathing in the chemicals.